Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. This is your host, Leslie Ann, certified personal trainer, fat loss nutrition coach, and founder of Fat Loss Lifestyle School. In today's episode, we're going to kick off a new series that I want to do. The idea behind it is to come at you with just very short, actionable, quick podcast episodes that you can kind of listen to on the go when you don't have a lot of time, something that's just going to get stuck in your brain and you know, kind of light a fire under your chair and get you to take action on something that's going to move the dial and get you closer to making your health, fitness, fat loss goals, et cetera, a reality. So the reason I wanted to start this series and the reason I'm doing it now is because it is, at the time I'm recording this, it's January 10th. So we're 10 days after the start of the new year, which is when everybody started their new thing, insert program here, whether you are working with us in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, or you're doing some other fitness, nutrition, training program, weight loss program, whatever. It was only 10 days ago. It feels like much longer, doesn't it? Yeah. So already we're seeing and hearing the excuses. And just 10 days ago, people were posting and telling us and telling their friends and telling everybody on social media, like how excited they were and how fired up they were. And like, this is the year I'm going to do this thing. And you know, here's all the things I'm doing to get ready for my insert program here. And already people are falling off. And if you want to see something interesting, look at the data and the research around when people typically give up on their New Year's resolutions. It's usually by about January 19th. So we're only 9 days away from that. Some people haven't even made it this far. They've already quit. They've already given up. And what I want to talk about in this episode is what I see as a coach, as a trainer, as somebody that's been doing this for a really long time, what I see as one of the biggest roadblocks is one of the biggest reasons that people quit. And that has to do with being reactive versus proactive. So this is the difference between you being in the driver's seat of your car, knowing where you want to go, and having a plan to get there, whether that's, you know, directions you have plugged into your iPhone or whatever, your GPS. You are driving the car, you're in control, you know where you're going, you have a clear plan to get there, all right? That's option one. Option two is what most people are doing. They are in the back seat and they don't really know who's driving or where they're going. They don't really care. They're sitting in the back seat, scrolling mindlessly on their phone, eating snacks. That's the difference here. And then, you know, when you're in that back seat situation, you know, maybe the car drops you off somewhere and you're like, huh, where am I? How did I get here? Oh, whose fault is this? It's a driver's fault. It's the road's fault. It's everybody else's fault. That you were sitting in the back seat, scrolling mindlessly on your phone, eating snacks, not paying attention to where you were going. And that's how you got there. So being proactive, being in the driver's seat, having a plan. Guys, I cannot say it loud enough. I cannot say it often enough. This is absolutely essential if you're a woman, if you're a person with goals. You're not going to get there on accident. You're not going to get there by winging it. And this is one of the reasons why the phrase fell off the wagon, really, I think, it, you know, if you took a poll of personal trainers and coaches and asked them what their least favorite phrase to hear from clients is, that would probably be pretty near the top of the list. That's far and away, when people tell me they fell off the wagon, it grinds my gears. Because here's the thing, that phrase, when you fall, do you fall on purpose? No, typically no, you fall on accident. It's an oops. You know, it wasn't your fault. You didn't see it coming, and it was a total accident. That's not what is happening when you don't have a plan in place for what you're going to have for dinner. When you wake up in the morning and don't have a plan for breakfast and just grab whatever, grab something fast or grab nothing at all. And then, you know, eat twice as many calories later in the day. So fell off the wagon implies an accident, but it's not an accident when you didn't plan and have to order takeout, or, you know, you think you have to order takeout. You think that's your only option. You know, it's not an accident when you skip your workout. It's not an accident when you don't get your daily steps in and you spend your entire day with your butt plastered to your chair behind your desk. All of these things are choices. All of these things, you chose them because you didn't have a plan. You didn't make time to make a plan. So this is the consequence of that. You don't have the food that you need to be successful, or maybe you have the food, but it's raw. It's not cooked. It's not there. You have no idea what you're going to do with it. The walks doesn't happen. The workouts don't happen. Nothing that needs to get done to move you towards your goal happens. So here's the thing. Planning is what bridges the gap between where you are and where you want to be. There are no accidents. There's no winging it. Nothing great, nothing amazing ever came from winging it. And that includes you. That includes what you're doing with your life, what you're doing with your body, what you're doing with your health. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be optimal. It's not going to be something you're proud of unless you have a plan. So here's what we've got to do. If we've got to have a plan, we've got to have a game plan, we have to set aside time to make the plan. And to some extent, this part can in some ways be outsourced. What I mean by that is you don't have to figure out what your workouts are going to be every day and when you're going to do them. That's what a trainer is for. That's what I do. That's my job. That's what we do in our Stronger Together training club, is we write the workouts for you, tell you exactly what workouts to do when. All you do is show up and follow the app, okay? You know, if you have a nutrition coach, you're not just stumbling around blindly in the dark. That coach has given you a game plan. They've given you, you know, a food list, a blueprint for meals, or maybe they gave you macros, or they gave you whatever. They gave you something to follow. So you're not just, like I said, stumbling around in the dark. You have a plan. So to some extent, having a plan, you don't have to do all of that yourself, because chances are, if you're listening to this, you're not an expert in nutrition. You're not an expert in personal training, and you really don't know enough about those topics to create those plans on your own. But here's where you do have to step in and make plans for yourself. The execution. That nutrition plan could be the best nutrition plan in the world. Those workouts could be amazing, but they're not going to happen unless you sit down and figure out how to execute. So that means both short-term and long-term planning. I like to do this two ways. I like to do a daily plan every morning. I'm actually holding it right now in my hand. I have a notebook. I'm a little old school. I like a paper and pen. It just helps me process my thoughts better. Paper and pen. Every morning I sit down at my laptop, and before I really dig into my work, I just do a brain dump. What has to get done today? What's rattling around in my brain? And how do I get that out of my brain and onto a piece of paper so that I can use it and then make something out of it, make some order out of it, and start prioritizing things, deciding like, all right, these three things actually need to happen today. That, okay, that's actually for tomorrow. That's for later this week. Cool. So it immediately organizes all the junk in your brain, empties out all the mess in your head, and puts it on a piece of paper so you can make sense of it. All right. So this is where you want to plan for things like, when are you going to get your daily walks in? You know, when is that workout going to happen? Is there a backup time when the workout can happen if it doesn't happen the first chance you have scheduled? When are you going to stop and have meals? And yes, girls, I do think you need to stop and plan when you are going to eat, because what I'm hearing from a lot of women, especially in our January group, our January clients, a lot of them are saying they will work almost an entire workday without getting up to eat. They'll have coffee in the morning. They won't eat breakfast. They won't eat lunch. It'll be 3 or 4 o'clock before they have a, you know, blinding headache and they're starving. And then they just end up wiping out their pantry or going out for fast food. Okay. So get stuff on the paper. What needs to happen for your day to be successful? Work-wise, fitness goals, nutrition wise, daily steps, all of it. Write it all down. You can't write too much. All right. And then the second time you need to plan is for the little bit, you know, longer term. This will be your weekly plan. What do you need to do on the weekends? Assuming you work a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job, maybe you don't, maybe there's another day that's better for you to plan than Sunday. Fine. Pick that day and do it. But you probably need at least one day each week, maybe two, where you're going to get your ducks in a row for the week ahead. And if you have fat loss goals, you've got to do things like go to the grocery store and know what you're going to make for the week for meals. You have to, because if you wait until you get home from work, what am I going to have for dinner? What are we going to do tonight? You're going to pick up the phone and you're going to order Grubhub, or you're going to get in the car and go get fast food. That's just what's going to happen. So you've got to have a plan for the week ahead in place, so that when you do get to that moment, when you do get home from work, you know immediately what the plan is. It's in the fridge, get your ingredients out, start cooking, boom, you're good to go. Okay. So that week plan is, you know, what you're going to do for the week. And this is where you also probably want to get caught up on laundry, get your workout clothes clean and ready to go. Just getting things in order in your house, getting organized, so that when the stress of the week is at its highest, you're not having to take extra effort to find what you need, to think about what you need to do. It's all done for you, so that your week will just flow. So that is the big takeaway tip from this podcast. You have to set aside time to plan every day and every week. That is what is required. Because if you keep trying to wing it, if you keep trying to make it happen on accident and you keep falling off the wagon, oh gosh, darn it. Well, you're going to stay exactly where you are right now. And I know that's a little bit harsh to hear, and it may be uncomfortable, and it doesn't feel good to hear that, but that is the reality. And I care about the women in this community too much to let this continue without calling it out. And you know what? I'm actually going to say it's not a call out. It's a call up. I said that to one of our January clients the other day, because, you know, I was doing one of my walk and talks on Instagram stories about skipping walks. And she's like, oh, I feel called out. So it's not a call out. It's a call up. Because you are capable of more than this. Your life is not meant to be a mess. You are not meant to be a hot mess. Spend some time, invest some time in getting yourself organized, planning for your day, planning for your week. If you don't know how to plan for your nutrition and your workouts, outsource that to someone like myself, and we will do that for you. All right. Let me know what you think of this episode. It was short. It was to the point. That's what this podcast is all about. And this message is, you know, meant to inspire you and get you to take action. So if you are going to go take action and get a game plan together, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on Instagram at Fat Loss Lifestyle School, or send me an email, LeslieAnn@fatlosslifestyleschool.com. I want to cheer you on. So let me hear from you when you take action on today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys again soon.